thank you, Mr. President, for giving me the floor. Since it's the first time our delegation is taking the floor today, I would like to congratulate you on your appointment to as president of our conference. The United States is a strong supporter of the goals of Amended Protocol 2, including with respect to the responsible use of mines, booby traps, and other devices. The United States continues its efforts to address the humanitarian issues posed by landmines, booby traps, and other devices through its adherence to the provisions of Amended Protocol 2 and its own policies, and through its humanitarian assistance efforts in concert with international partners. As mentioned during the Conference of High Contracting Parties to Protocol 5 yesterday, the United States has provided, since 1993, more than $3.2 billion in aid to more than 100 countries for conventional weapons destruction programs. The United States has been and remains the world's largest financial supporter of humanitarian mine action. With respect to the President's proposal to reinforce the effectivity of Amended Protocol 2 through a focused exchange on various articles each year, we thank Ambassador Wang for his suggestion to shift the focus of our future work by having exchanges each year on various articles. We believe that the voluntary exchange between states of their practice and experience in implementing Amended Protocol 2 would be an effective method for identifying good practices and for states to learn from one another. To avoid politicization during such exchanges, it would be necessary for states to present only their own practice and not the practice of other states. And to be productive, such exchanges would need to be focused on good practices and effective implementation of a state's obligations rather than an assessment of compliance, which could lead to political statements, which in turn could dissuade states from engaging substantively. Furthermore, states engage in many practices that are relevant to the effective implementation of Amended Protocol 2, but that are not necessarily legally required and thus not strictly part of compliance. Discussing good practices outside of a compliance framework would allow discussions to expand to areas that are highly relevant for states and their implementation of Amended Protocol 2 without legalistic concern about putting on the record conclusions about compliance or noncompliance. The more focused approach of choosing one article to focus on each year will permit states to undertake the more detailed exchanges that prove most beneficial to increasing understanding and improving the implementation of Amended Protocol 2. Such exchanges are particularly useful among states' experts who have experience in implementing Amended Protocol 2's provisions and for whom the discussions would be most useful. Such exchanges could be accomplished during the regular informal meetings of Amended Protocol 2 on implementation. Focusing the discussion could permit delegations to tailor their delegation to specific experts, which could contribute to deepening the exchange and discussions. Turning now to Ireland's proposal that they made earlier today, we are supportive of that proposal to consider the implementation of Amended Protocol 2 with respect to mines other than anti-personnel landmines, and to discuss good practices in implementing the provisions of Amended Protocol 2, in particular with respect to the protection of civilians. High contracting parties could voluntarily share their written policies and practices related to the implementation of obligations under Amended Protocol 2 related to MOTAPM. This process could build transparency and trust and could be conducted with a view towards identifying specific areas where substantive progress could be made. We would be interested in the President's views on how Ireland's proposal could be best synchronized with the President's proposal to have the focused discussion on Amended Protocol 2 on each article for each year. Thank you.